London police make a move.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange arrested.
Blizzard blasts upper Midwest.
Very, very icy. Slid a couple times.
Dilemma at the southern border.
What we're doing here is certainly a challenge.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. WikiLeaks calls it a violation of international law. CBS's Vicky Barker in London reports on a dramatic move by police today to seize the man who's been at the center of an international standoff for years.
Julian Assange has been arrested 7 years after taking refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy here. Ecuador says it finally pulled the plug on the WikiLeaks founder after Assange repeatedly violated the conditions it placed on him by, it says, interfering with the internal affairs of other countries.
Well, CBS's Paula Reed says an extradition battle could be next. Assange published classified American military and diplomatic documents.
Assange's lawyer just confirmed he has been arrested on a U.S. extradition request. Back in November, an error in a separate Justice Department case suggested there could be charges under seal. But this still could be a lengthy process, one that Assange is expected to fight. And we are unlikely to see Assange on U.S. soil anytime soon.
Well, now to the upper Midwest, where spring has turned to winter. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Watertown, South Dakota, one of the places getting battered by a powerful snowstorm.
The blizzard erased visibility and brought traffic to a standstill. You can hear the brutal winds some battled late last night.
The roads are terrible.
South Dakota transportation officials shut down hundreds of miles of interstate and issued travel advisories.
I was being tossed around like a paper plate in a snowstorm out there.
The winter blast forced Andy Rizelman off the road here in Watertown as he headed south to Sioux Falls. Now he fears he could be stuck for days.
Well, more troops may be sent to the southern border to help deal with the surge of migrants that has President Trump shaking up the Homeland Security Department. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Brownsville, Texas.
Buenos dias.
It's just after 6 a.m. at the Brownsville bus terminal. The latest migrants have been dropped here by border agents, some with no place to go.
They just have what their clothes on their back.
There are a lot of families here. Most show up with no food, money, or clothes. Sergio Cordova is one of the volunteers who tries to help.
There's water and juice and snacks because this just has to get them through the day.
Just last month, Customs and Border Protection reported 92,000 people apprehended crossing illegally, the most in a decade. Some of those released with nowhere to go end up in the care of people like Jack White.
There needs to be unity in the way in which we envision a strong refugee program.
White runs a short-term shelter for migrants who have already crossed the border.
What we're doing here is certainly a challenge. Will we handle more? Yes, if we're asked, we will.
The flood of illegal immigrants shows no sign of receding.
Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has blasted Attorney General Barr after he told Congress yesterday he thinks spying did occur on Donald Trump's presidential campaign. It was an apparent reference to a warrant the FBI got on a Trump associate. Barr admitted he has no evidence.
The chief law enforcement officer of our country is going off the rails.
Barr says he is investigating the origins of the Mueller investigation. Yesterday was deadline day. A House committee had set for the Treasury Department to hand over President Trump's tax returns. Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he hasn't decided whether to comply and is consulting with the Justice Department. A 21-year-old man's been arrested in connection with fires at three African-American churches in Louisiana. The suspect is the son of a sheriff's deputy. It's a mess in Durham, North Carolina, after the powerful gas explosion that killed one person and injured more than a dozen others.
Firemen will continue to poke through the rubble of the five downtown Durham buildings damaged in the deadly natural gas explosion. Fire Chief Bob Zoldos.
This will take some time to go through a very detailed search and rescue operations, which will include tunneling as well as delayering of the structure.
Firefighters were on the scene and evacuating people from downtown buildings prior to the explosion. A contractor had cut a gas line in a shopping district created out of old tobacco warehouses. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Durham, North Carolina.
Business leaders in Europe are hailing the move to delay Brexit until the end of October. Britain was due to crash out of the European Union with no deal tomorrow. In our look at the nation's schools, we find health concerns because of a nurse shortage. CBS's Hillary Lane is in Philadelphia.
Last October, Rasheen Presley's 9-year-old son, Hassan, collapsed in the school cafeteria. He was rushed to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead of heart failure.
My only son.
What nobody there to help you?
There was no school nurse on duty that day.
That is a crisis.
Donna Mazik, the executive director of the National Association of School Nurses, says 40% of schools across the country don't have a full-time nurse, and 25% don't have a nurse at all.
Students deserve what they need in order to be in school and ready to learn.
Deanie Gorby-Kreese is a school nurse in Howard County, Maryland, who covers two schools a day.
If I'm busy with an emergency at my other school, I'm not available.
In Cincinnati, Ohio, they're tackling the problem through a partnership with Cincinnati Children's Hospital.
We now are able to provide routine primary care services.
They've opened health centers in schools to close the gap.
So students get services here no different than they do in a pediatrician's office.
In the wake of his son's death, Rasheen Presley says schools must find a way to provide care for all students.
Might as well teach your kids at home.
Hillary Lane, CBS News, Philadelphia.
Well, Amazon acknowledges workers monitoring its digital assistants sometimes do listen in to random conversations.
They've been eavesdropping reportedly to help Amazon learn more about human speech patterns.
Alexa, what do you do?
I can play music. Answer questions.
Bloomberg News reports that Amazon employees have listened in on funny stuff like a woman singing badly in the shower. They've also heard evidence of crimes like sex assaults. Amazon admits that workers do listen in on, quote, an extremely small number of interactions to improve what they call the customer experience. The company says it takes customer privacy seriously.
I work for Amazon.
Peter King, CBS News.
They call it a tradition unlike any other, golf's prestigious Masters tournament. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Augusta, Georgia.
So many aspects of the Masters make it unique.
It's better than Disney World. It's better than anything you can imagine.
The azaleas, the impeccable course. There is a Masters theme song and a Masters lingo. Tickets are called badges. Fans are called patrons. And the Masters also has its own food offerings.
The pimento cheese has become a signature of the Masters.
Steve Hennessy of Golf Digest wrote an entire story on food at the Masters. This New York woman had her first pimento cheese sandwich on Wednesday.
I never heard of it, and I loved it. It was the best thing I've had in a long time.
And it only costs $1.50. Oh, yes, there is a golf tournament, too. It begins today. The favorite is Northern Ireland's Rory McIlroy. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.